When does memory decline begin? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Natasha Raja, associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry at McGill University, delves into using brain scans of people at various ages and what it tells us about this natural process.
In my research, I use behavioral experiments and functional brain imaging methods, such as fMRI, to study what brain changes are associated with the memory decline we observe in healthy aging. In my most recent study, conducted in collaboration with my PhD student Elizabeth Ankudovich and my research assistant Stamatula Pavani, we used fMRI to test 112 young adults, middle-aged adults, and senior adults while they performed memory tasks. We obtained fMRI scans as they did these tests. The goal of this study was to determine when memory decline emerges in adulthood and what brain changes accompany this decline. Specifically, adults were presented with photographs of faces and asked to judge whether a face was pleasant or neutral while simultaneously encoding the spatial or temporal order of these face stimuli. We later tested their memory for the spatial and temporal details. So adults were aware at encoding what was important for the memory task, the spatial-temporal information, and not the pleasantness information. We found that memory decline started at early midlife in your 40s. And was associated with reduced activity in visual processing regions during memory retrieval. Senior adults also exhibited activation changes in brain regions important for strategy use, such as the prefrontal cortex, attention, such as the parietal cortex, and self-relevant information, such as the parahippocampal cortex. We concluded that memory decline with age was due to what information we attend to as we age, and that with age we attend less to objective visual details, such as the spatial and temporal details of the face, and more to subjective, self-relevant information, such as the pleasantness of the face.
That was Natasha Raja of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.